Ranger's Ward, ready for school at Gum Scrub Creek. The Gum Scrub Creek Primary School and Integrated Child and Family Centre, located on the corner of Bridge Road and Sandy Road in Officer, is getting ready for its first intake when the doors open for the new 2018 school year. Within the precinct, Cardinia's newest child and family centre will have a kindergarten and pre-kindergarten with wraparound care delivered by ECMS Early Years Manager, as well as maternal and child health services, specialist consulting rooms and spaces for community activities and early childhood intervention programs. The Victorian Government's Building School Fund has provided $13 million for the project, while Council has contributed $3.2 million and transferred 0.4 hectares of land for the Child and Family Centre. This fantastic community precinct will also eventually include a recreation reserve. Have your say on Alma Treloar Master Plan. With a new playground already installed at Alma Treloar Reserve in Cockatoo, Council is now looking towards a broader plan for this important community hub. The plan is currently at the draft stage and will eventually go out on public display to seek community feedback. The plan considers the many groups and activities that currently use the reserve as well as possible future uses. This includes bowls, tennis, men's shed, childcare, Ash Wednesday Bushfire Education Centre, Scouts and senior citizens. It also identifies areas for specific open space uses, such as dog off-lead areas, play space, skate and BMX, exercise equipment, community gardens and passive recreation, including walking trails, as well as infrastructure such as barbecues, picnic facilities, shelters, toilets and shade structures. Once feedback on the plan has been received, Council will also apply for funding to assist with the project and schedule works as funds become available. Rangers Ward Councillors. Councillor Brett Owen, Deputy Mayor. Phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's b.owen, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jeff Springfield. Phone 0427 383810. Email j.springfield, that's j.springfield, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, phone 0427 135879. Email l.wilmot, that's l.wilmot, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. New officer for Emerald Museum. Cardinia Shire Council is set to employ a permanent part-time museum officer at the Emerald Museum to assist with the running of the facility and ensure its long-term sustainability. Since opening in 1981, the museum, initially located at the Emerald Community Hall and relocated to its current building at Nobilius Heritage Park in 1993, has been run by a volunteer committee of management and staffed by a dedicated team of volunteers. While the contribution of volunteers is invaluable to the museum's operations, Council recognises the need for additional resources to support its day-to-day running. The Committee of Management and team of volunteers have done a fantastic job over the years, collecting and cataloguing the many artefacts that make up its valuable collection of local history, and the new part-time museum officer will be a great addition to this team, helping to spread the workload. The Emerald Museum houses more than 3,000 artefacts, including household items, photographs, agricultural machinery and documents relating to the early history of the area. Selected items from the museum's Nobilius-related display have also been declared of national significance by the National Library of Australia. Emerald Museum Committee of Management President Pauline Murphy said they were thrilled to be receiving the support of a museum officer to help direct the museum's activities into the future and ensure the sustainability of the collection. "It will be wonderful to have a professional person to guide us and work in conjunction with our volunteers as we strive to make the museum the best it can be and attract more volunteers and more visitors," she said. Work to start on Hills Hub. The Rangers community is set to get a new multi-purpose facility with construction of the Hills Hub in Emerald scheduled to start in February 2018. Located adjacent to the Emerald Library, the facility will provide a long-term base for Emerald U3A, Emerald Men's Shed, 3MDR Community Radio Station, and other existing stakeholders. It will also provide space to cater for emerging local needs, including skill development, training, and employment creation. The project has been in development since late 2014, and Council has worked with an advisory group made up of stakeholders from a range of community organisations, with extensive consultation and negotiations to design a multi-purpose facility. Council would like to acknowledge the Emerald Mechanics Institute Committee of Management, who have coordinated access and programs in the hall for the past 25 years, as well as those community groups and members, particularly the Hills Hub Advisory Group, for their commitment and work in delivering this new hub. The project is jointly funded by Council, the Australian Government's National Stronger Regions Fund, and the Eastern Dandenong Rangers Group / Dandenong Rangers Community Bank Group, and is due to be completed mid-2019.